Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Soulful Healing Talk Show, guys. Always so happy to see everybody logging on and saying hi. And, you know, it's such a beautiful thing. Every Saturday night, I am, you know, just so happy for everybody who has tuned in with me tonight and every Saturday night, and all the brand new listeners, I welcome you. You know, thank you for being here. It's so rewarding. It's such a rewarding feeling to see new people every week just logging in and tuning in, and it makes me smile. It makes everything okay when I say this. It's a beautiful thing. And I just want to extend a warm, warm, warm welcome to all of you guys logged on and tuned in from all different avenues. I welcome you. Thank you for being here. And tonight we're going to talk about, you know, just ways we can make this year a little bit more purposeful and rewarding. You know, just little ideas. And if you have any ideas to share with me, please, please, please go ahead and give me a call, 646-595-3197. 646-595-3197. You know, we're going to talk about, you know, just little ways we can kickstart the new year, you know, and little ways we're going to ask our questions. Ourselves this question, what are you going to do this year to make it the best year ever? Suppose it's the last year you ever had to live. What would you do to make it your best year ever? You know, what one thing would actually make a difference? You know, what will make the difference in you actually reaching out there and, you know, mustering up everything to achieve your goals rather than just, it's just another year of unfulfilled dreams? What would you do? That's what we're going to talk about tonight. And I'm just going to talk about different ways, you know, what you can do to enhance that aspect of your life that you neglected just because you was after the money, after the money. What part of your life did you neglect? You know, think about it. Think about it. These are the questions I want to ask tonight. And how you can make it the best year for you. And how I can make it the best year for me. You know, I asked, you know, some experts on this matter. And I also asked some of the listeners of the Soulful Healing Talk Show. And they gave their opinions too, and I'm going to talk about all of those. I'm going to put it all together and talk about them. That's what I did. I want to, you know, to incorporate everybody's ideas out there so you're not just hearing my idea alone. You get me? All right. So why I really beat my music? I set my music and then it changed. I don't understand why this happened. Set up my music and then just change up. Put my music on. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I'm gonna play this song. Okay, what is going on?
Yo, yo. So right now, hunt me, hunt for me, my little one, is it?
I'm hunted.
Yeah.
All about the paper.
All about the paper.
Cop.
Yeah, yeah.
All about the paper.
Since the whole life set up, I know.
Mm-hmm.
One way me up radio. Yeah. Shit.
This year me a baby the winner. Cause me nah go me yard without my youth them dinner. I'm in a money making mood. Can't touch the end without me dog them food. This year me a baby the winner. Cause me nah go me yard without my youth them dinner. I'm in a money making mood. Can't touch the end without me dog them food.
Blood in the joke thing this year. Rich me say, now go use the poor thing this year. And if you need me, then I'll be in the streets of Rome with plans of money making circulating through my dome. From me realize, I saw me a free things nowadays. My eyes them open wide, I know me not no time to gaze. I'm ever hunting and me stay hungry all the time. If me even have to shop with the food, the pee all the time.
This year me a baby the winner.
Yeah, now I'm yard without my youth them dinner. I'm in a money making mood. Can't touch the ends without me dog them food.
This year me a baby the winner.
I'm
in a money making mood.
Can't touch the ends without me dog them food.
Could I be the bones, could I be the keys, or could I be the I groom some sexy girl and put them to work on the block. I don't care if it's legal or illegal. If I don't get this paper now, it's gonna be lethal. To get this money, I could have the me a smuggler. I some clothes and some shoes, me a juggler. Me a fear, come me, we use it. I don't really want about. If you keep flossing all your jewelry, you just might lose it. And that's the only way that I'm free. Money is the only thing I'm seeing. I'm heading towards the money direction. Money in my pocket, that's my only intention, yeah.
This year me a baby the winner.
Cause me nah go me yard without my youth them dinner.
I'm
in a money making mood. Can't touch the ends without me dog them food.
This year me a baby the winner.
Cause me nah go me yard without my youth them dinner.
I'm in a money making mood.
Can't touch the ends without me dog them food.
Yo, so right now, anywhere they may go for, with a 9 to 5, I'm hunting.
Yo, that year you're serious. Me not in a the joke thing this year. Rich me say, now go use the poor thing this year. And if you need me, come check me in the streets of Rome. With plans of money making circulating through my dome. From me realize, I saw me a free things nowadays. My eyes them open wide and open up, no time to gaze. Cause the youth them they are hungry and the bills they have to pay. We have to use the no challenge if we another day, yo.
Hear me a baby the winner.
Cross me now, go me yard without my youth them dinner.
I'm in a money making mood.
Can't touch the ends without me dog them food.
This year me a baby the winner.
Cross me now, go me yard without my youth them dinner.
I'm in a money making mood.
Can't touch the ends without me dog them food.
This year me a baby the winner.
Cross me now, go me yard without my youth them dinner.
I'm in a money making mood.
Can't touch it, ends it up, me dog them food.
I got a win, yo, got to win, yo. Win, yo, 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 yo. Gotta be a winner. I know I'm with all my other winner. Yeah.
what is your thing you want to accomplish this year to make it the best year ever? You want to do some traveling? You want to lose some weight? You want to get a good job? You want to start a business? What is it that you want to do? You know? I'm just going to give you some tips of how you can kickstart a year to feel fresh and powerful about the year. You know? We're going to talk about, I'm going to share all of those wide-ranging answers and tips I got, you know, and because my aim is to get you thinking and it to inspire you to reach a little further in your life, you know, to go faster and to achieve what you actually want to achieve. You know, you're feeling excited and motivated by this project. You know, maybe you're feeling a little overwhelmed or, you know, you're not feeling so great about everything. But do what I always say. You know, just start small. Focus on one thing you want to accomplish and what step you need to reach there and start with that step. Remember that a journey of 1,000 miles, it begins with that step. So just take that first step and accomplish that first goal, that first step, so you can reach where you need to be. And the first thing you can start with is to expand your thinking with some new experiences in your life, you know? And this is what a tip I read, you know, each month for a day, for 30 days actually, for 30 days in a row. Commit to doing something new. You know, something that you thought about doing, but you never did. And notice how, what doing it and does to you. How does it affect your life? You know? Think about it. You know, there are different things that I ask this question. And these are some of the answers I got. So see if you can relate to this. You know, do aerobic exercises for 30 minutes a day. Somebody has said, listen to only positive music. Somebody else said, which I agree with, don't read the newspaper. I mean, I agree with everyone that I just mentioned and everyone that I'm talking about. Also, stop watching television, the news, and it is so depressing, and I think it is engineered that way for us to feel depressed and saddened and like you've lost hope. But there's always hope, you know? Some people say, eat only vegetarian or raw food. You know, I like this one. Somebody said, verbally appreciate at least 10 people a day. Would you like to call in and share what you would do? Call me now, 646-595-3197. Would love to hear from you tonight, guys. Really talk to me. I know texting and all of that is the in thing, but I really love to hear my listeners calling me, you know? What you saying, Ariel? Hi, how you doing? Thank you for being here tonight. Welcome, as always. Love seeing you. Thank you for being here. You said, get 8 hours of sleep. Yes. sometimes that's hard to do because life gets into the way. But that is an accomplishment for a lot of people. A lot of people have that luxury, but a lot of people don't. Yes. You see, I love hearing from you guys just like this. I love hearing, but call me now. Call me. Yes, David. Meditate for 20 hours. That is very accomplishable. It takes a lot of practice, I must say, but it is very accomplishable. You know, that is a wonderful thing to incorporate into your life too. Really, really beneficial in bringing some peace and grounding to your life. It is wonderful. Another one that was mentioned is visualize your goals as already complete. That's a very, very good one. Visualize everything you want is already complete daily. That is a very powerful source of manifestation, visualization. Okay, and living and feeling. You know? Yeah, that's a very good one to Rosie. Read a self-help book every morning for 10 minutes. That's a good, good one. You can really motivate your spirit by getting some good, nourishing words for your spirit. And that is a wonderful way of nourishing you. You know, reading a self-help book. It could be in a certain area or just general living. It's a beautiful thing to get some motivation in the day. And setting goals take a lot of motivation to accomplish them, you know? Another thing that was mentioned is do things every day that forward your number one goal. That is a wonderful one. Everything, every day, do something that is pushing forward your own goal. Every day, just one thing or five things. That said, do five things every day, but at least do one thing. You know, start small. At least do one thing. You know, you can, if your relationship needs work, you know, or even if it don't need work, you know, plan to spend at least an hour with your partner. Spend an hour every day, uninterrupted, just chilling with your partner. Plan to do that. Your children, plan to do that. You know? Yes, that is a good one also, Ariel. Drink 10 glasses of water. That is a good one. Some people don't drink water at all. I would need water. Okay, water replenishes and flushes out our system. Okay? David is saying, listen to a motivational CD on the way to work. That's a good way to start your morning also. You know, motivate yourself. Either read or listen to it, whichever way you want to. Get it into your system so you can get motivated to make it. You know? And they say, start this month. you know, and do one activity for the next 30 days in a row. It don't matter what you choose. It's something that you've been wanting to do and you have never done it. You know, it don't matter what it is. Do it. You know, and then assess how it has impacted your life. You know, another way that we can kickstart the year is to let the people in your life know how you feel about them. It's a good thing to let the people who mean something to you, let them know how you feel about them, because tomorrow is never promised to anyone. You know, people need to know what they mean to you, what value they add to your life if they do. And if you want to start a business, the first thing you need to do is start a business plan. So if you've been wanting to start a business and you haven't done anything, the first thing you can actually do without spending any money is figure out how to write a business plan and start off with that. That's the first step. So if you've been sitting on a business idea for a while and you haven't acted on it, you know, now is the time to do something about it. Try and make this year the best year ever for you. This is what it's all about. You know, write down the ideas and start working on a business plan. And if you don't know how, you know, buy a book on starting a business plan and read it and apply the instructions, or check out internet for tips. There's a lot of information out there. You know, another thing you can do to kickstart the year in a good way is to write a life goal list. You know, you want 2016 to be the best year you can make it. You know, I know when we make goals, sometimes it feels like we're predicting what is going to happen in our lives and everything is going to just go hunky-dory and it happens. You know, but we have to have a plan. We have to have a little plan towards something. You know, I don't want to explain what you can do to make it happen. I want to show it to you. You know, I want to show you in these tips that I got from different sources. It's just not mine alone. You know, these tips are very practical and, you know, easy enough, doable enough to do in your life. And one thing you have to realize about you is one of your most valuable financial assets is your earning power. We call it your human capital or your intellectual property. It don't matter. What you have to do is constantly increase your earning ability. That's what we have to realize that we have to do. You know, imagine climbing a ladder. Just imagine with me for a moment. And when you start at the bottom of the ladder, you know, or the career, so the career ladder, most people have no earning ability. But after about 10 or 20 years, you know, they have earning ability because they are more experienced in the job and they have more knowledge of the job. You know? And sometimes some people who even at the job for 10, 20 years still don't have the learning capacity of other people. It's true. Even though they started out the same time, they don't have the same knowledge of the job. And that is sometimes because they're not interested in what is going on in the job. That is a big part of it too. But what is the secret? The difference is that the top people who continually learn new skills as they go through their career, you know, they keep learning the skill of the job. And so they climb. They're climbing the ladder, you know, and they realize that every new skill increases the ability to get greater results, and it increases the value of your contribution within an organization. Excuse me. And it increases the ability to earn more money. But you also have to understand that you have to be happy in the environment. You know what I mean? There's a lot of games being played out there, and the more you work and the more you put forward and all of that, but no appreciation is given. So you have to realize that you have to ask yourself if it's worth it. If it's worth it all. It's a big question. Okay? Time is really going. So in 2016, what I can suggest is the only way you can create more value for yourself in 2016 is to learn and apply the new skills that allow you to get better results. In whatever area you are, you know, learn the new, what's going on, what's popping, you know, learn what you can, new skills you can learn about to get within the game and apply them, you know, and this allow you to get better results out there. You know, write a goal. Some people don't know how to start and wonder, you know, how to write goals. The first thing you need to ask yourself is, where do I want to be in 12 months? Think about it. Where do you want to be in 12 months? Think about it really good. You know? One way you can start to identify this is write down 10 things you would want to accomplish. Write down 10 things you'd want to accomplish in the next 12 months of 2016. Now look at your goals that you've written down. When you write them, look at them and think to yourself, if you had a magic wand, which one goal would have the greatest impact on my life? Think about it. For most of us, it's a financial goal. For some of us, it might be a fitness goal, a relationship goal, a business goal, but for the most part, a lot of people have a financial goal. Okay? So, how you get to that goal. Focus on one thing at a time. One skill you'd like to work on, one goal. You know, write it down and set a date as to when you'd like to accomplish this. Okay? Think about it, you know. And then make a list of everything that you can. I can't believe the time is going so fast. That you need to do to achieve this goal. Then the next question you want to ask is, what one skill will help me the most to achieve this goal? Okay? Say you like to sing. You would want to improve on your voice. Say you want to get more sales. You'd have to learn how to advertise and get into networking so you can get more sales. You know? Think about all the skills that you have and focus on learning one skill that can help you to achieve your most important goal. Okay? And this formula is the reason why people go from bottom to the top of everything. It's because the most successful people are clear on where they want to go. Okay? You have to have a very clear goal. And then you must be very clear about the skills you must acquire. That will help you to get there. And when you get these new skills, see how it helps you climb the ladder. And every new step of the ladder you go up, it increases your earning potential. So feed you, invest in you, learn a skill, see what you need to do to reach where you need to reach. You know, you don't have to do every single thing this year, but you make very big steps towards your goal. Everything you do every day, do something every day that is pushing you towards the goal. Because if you don't do it, who is going to do it? Who is going to do it for you? You have to do it for yourself. Okay? And when you increase your earning ability, you open up new opportunities for yourself. Okay? You keep adding new skills and keep growing. And you can, that is only betterment for you. And in the long run, it's the cherry on the top. You achieve your most important goal. Okay? So think about it. It's a very good thing. I want to remind you about from you have life, you have everything.
DJ Custom.
Real and a better road. Enough time me stepping at the streets with me brother close. Yeah, more life me need, me forever chose. Me I tell my friend my foes.
From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, God forgive me for everything. Him give me bread to sing. From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, we have it clean and everything, real and genuine.
We no office in no picture for no dead poster. Every day me friend them dead, it's like it get closer. Out of the stress, we get to life, we want to get daughter. One leap of things what we go through, we cannot get over. So me no want no man, no tell me about no six shooter. Give me a work, me take me money, mind them six shooter. So man no squad, no feed them money, them a big joker. My man no fear, ball for no shoulder.
From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, God forgive me for everything. Him give me bread for sing. From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, we have it clean and everything, real and genuine. Alright.
Me coulda get me eyes shut, but me's a youth to read my Bible as me rise up. Me still a give the thanks to praises all when I am broke. Come on in, I go make them show me now no eye up.
Hey.
Get a youth to not feel wise up. No make them tell us how you care, you have to try for. If I feel evil, shock a taxi, I go try for. Then go take up gun for your eye love.
From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, God forgive me for everything. Him give me bread for sing. From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, we have it clean and everything, real and genuine.
Aye.
This one goes out to all who love them life with no doubt. All when the landlord tell them move out. From your happiness, I'm not gonna make you lose out. To the provider, this one goes out. Provide food for the kids, them put in their mouth. If I want box food, then it's a go share out. Still I give thanks for life all when I be a drought.
From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, God forgive me for everything. Him give me bread to sing. From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, we have it clean and everything, real and genuine. From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, God forgive me for everything. Him give me bread to sing. From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, we have it clean and everything, real and genuine.
Yep, from we have life, we have everything. We have life in our bodies to put put forward our best. You know, we must be very clear about what we want so we can achieve what we want. And we have to acquire the skill that will get us there. And when we acquire new skills, you know, it helps us climb. And it increases, okay? It increases our earning potential. And I just want to go over this. We were talking about this before the show. You know, when you increase your earning ability, you open up yourself for new opportunities. And you keep adding skills and you keep growing and you're learning. And you're facing challenges as you learn and you're getting over them and you're moving forward and you're growing and everything is expanding. Okay? So that is what we're talking about before the show. Errol, that's what we're talking about. Errol just joined us, so he just getting a recap of what we're talking about for sure before he joined us. Okay? And I just wanted to mention that we live in a time that it is easy to be overwhelmed with too much to do sometimes and too little time. You know, so what we need to do is try and plan in advance. Plan tomorrow in advance. So how you're going to attack the day. How you're going to get everything done within the day. And the simplest ways to do this is to make a list of everything that you have to do in the incoming day. If you're going to invest your time into anything, you want to do the thing that gives you the greatest return on your energy, whether it's a mental or physical energy, okay? Some people work all day and make a few dollars. And some people work all day and make $1,000, $1 million. You think where you want to be. You know, make a list of everything that you have to do in the incoming day and identify your most important task. What is most important? What needs the most attention, urgent attention? Which one item will have the greatest value to your work? The greatest value in achieving your goal. Think about it and work on this task first. And when it is on, you know, when it is done and on point and 100% complete, then you feel satisfied and good and you progress. Work on what will give you the greatest value in your work. And when you work on that and it is done and it's complete, then you find the feel reward. And I just wanted to also talk about the process of achieving a goal. That is more important than anything else you can think about right now. That is really important. The process of accomplishing a goal. Because if you make the goal where the value lies, after you accomplish that goal, you're going to want to run to another goal and not realizing the process. You know, like some people, they commit to a goal and then all their life, you know, they say when this goal is completed, then they'll be happy, then they'll do this, then they'll do that. But life is for now, okay? You know, a lot of people think that their goal will keep them motivated over the long term. But it's not always like that at all. You know, some people work hard for months for a goal. And when they accomplish their goal, they don't work that hard anymore. It is because their goal was to get there, and now that it is completed, the goal is no longer there to motivate them. Okay, so when all of your hard work is focused on a particular goal, ask yourself what is left to push you forward after you achieve it. Okay. Think about it. Think about it. A goal based on the mentality will tell you to finish and reach your goal. You know, after all, if you set a goal and you don't reach it, you will feel like a failure. So you have to keep at it. When you put a system-based mentality, okay, and a system-based mentality is never about hitting a particular goal or a number. It is about the process of the, you know, getting there. Here is where the value comes, the journey, not the destination. Okay? So that is what I wanted to talk about for that. The journey. Oh, my podcast disappeared. Okay, so how do you develop a good habit? Okay? Think about what good habit you want to develop. Okay? And then start each day completing the task to develop that habit in the morning. Okay? And this is one of the great psychological tricks of success that I'm mentioning to you. Start and complete one task first thing in the morning. And if you're going to complete a task in the morning, start and complete your most important task for the morning. And do that every day before you do anything else. Okay, I repeat this for over and over again for 3 weeks. And that is how a habit is developed. Okay, so you want this good habits and bad habits are developed the same way. So develop good habits. Okay? When you repeat this over and over for 3 weeks, then a habit is developed. And focus on your most important goal in 2016 by developing skills to achieve it. Okay, manage your time by completing the most important task first. And develop a new habit of completing your most important task first. Develop that habit of completing your most important task first. Develop that habit. And if you do these tips, I promise you'll have a greater rate of success in 2016. And you will develop good habits for years to come. Okay? So far in the show, have you decided what your goals for 2016 are? You know? Can you join a conversation and you call me and you share with me? And let me know what you think, you know. If you want to make a commitment to fitness, don't just make a resolution and join the fitness center and you don't go back after a month of going. Okay, just make a commitment and build fitness into your schedule. Okay, join a class at your favorite fitness club or get a friend to exercise with, it don't matter how you get it done. Or if you can afford it, hire a trainer, you know, however you can get it done. Doing any of these things will not only make your workout more productive, why I'm mentioning it, but there will also be more. Plus, you get the advantage of having others hold you accountable to your workout commitment. Okay? Another thing you can kickstart your 2016 is, you know, make a step towards a bright financial future. And how do you do that? You plan. You plan it out. Okay, most people spend more time planning their vacation than they do planning for their financial future. You know, so think about it. It's typically on a piecemeal basis. Okay? How we usually do it, you know, we get a little advice from different people at different times, and we're not doing anything about it. But it's time to start thinking about it. Okay? You have to have a cohesive plan that you check out regularly too, and you need to save. And the general rule is to save 10% or more of your gross income monthly, okay? And after setting aside 3 to 6 months of income, okay? Make sure you put aside, you save these monies so you get 6 to 7 months of income. And after setting aside all of this, you know, you're good to go, that you have a little cushion for emergencies because you have a fixed amount that should be saved. You know, and then after that, you need to start saving for your retirement, okay? And don't put your eggs in one basket, okay? You need to diversify your investments in different ways because relying on one investment for your financial well-being, history has shown us, and recent history at that has shown us that that can be very, very dangerous. Banks collapsing, banks all the time close, and people lose their money and all of that. So you have to think about other ways you can do your money, look after your money, okay? Because you have to protect yourself. Your most valuable asset is your personal earning power. Okay, when you're healthy, you're not thinking about the next promotion or your dream vacation, home, or your child's education. But when you get sick, suddenly, you know, everything can change. You know, you have to think about how you're going to pay your mortgage and your medical bills if you can't work. You know, think about getting some group disability insurance, whether from your job. You know, if you get it from your job, you have to understand that if you lose your job, you lose everything with insurance stuff. So you can think about individual disability insurance, okay, which it buys itself that protection, okay? So you have to think about all of that. When you lose your job, you don't have anything, you've been paying into it, and that's it, okay? You protect your loved ones. Okay, because I've realized that only 44% of households have individual life insurance. With half of those saying that they need more life insurance. And 30% of people, population, have no coverage at all. Okay, so we have to think about all of those little things for the new year. Yes, we do. because none of us like to imagine our families without us. But it's a possibility that people all too often ignore. Okay? And I just say, yes, you may have insurance with your employer, but understand, if you lose your job, you are no longer insured. And life insurance only becomes more costly as you age. Okay, so don't put your family at risk. Okay? Think about this and work on it. That's something you need to plan for the new year. Get accomplished. Okay? So we want to talk about the more people you help in life, okay, the more profits you'll see. Because it will always come right back to you. Always. When you help people, you're sending a magic out. And it all comes back to you in different ways. We never know how or where we're going to need it, but it's coming right back to us. Danielle, what are you requesting? Black Uhuru? Actually, I do have it tonight. That's amazing. Yes, I'm from Jamaica. Yes, thank you, Danielle. Thank you and welcome. Thank you for being here tonight. And please call in. We'd love to hear from you guys. Yes, I can play it for you, Danielle. I can actually play it right now because I'm looking at it. It's amazing you just say that, Black Uhuru. Yes, I got it. What I'm going to play, I hope you like it, is Solidarity. That's the only one I have.
Everybody wants the same thing, don't they? Everybody wants a happy end. They wanna see the game on Saturday. They wanna be somebody's friend. Everybody wanna work for a living. Everybody wanna
pull it up, Danielle said pull it up. Pull it up.
What's the matter, people? Solidarity.
It's my friend.
Solidarity. Everybody wants the same thing, don't they? Everybody wants a happy end. They want to see the game on Saturday. They want to be somebody's friend. Everybody want to work for a living. Everybody want their children warm. Everybody wants to be forgiven. They want a shelter from the storm.
Look at me, I hate the enemy.
Nobody likes to wait in a long line. Nobody likes being pushed around. Everybody wants a family protected. They want to express themselves. Everybody wants to live forever.
Look at me, I think you're enemy. Don't believe everything.
solidarity.
Oh yeah,
solidarity. Solidarity.
Hey people,
hope you enjoyed that black community and the south of you. Everybody wants the same thing. Just want some solidarity.
Everybody wants the same thing, don't they?
Don't they? Don't they? Don't they? Don't they? Don't they? Don't they?
Everybody wants a happy end. They wanna see the game on Saturday. They wanna be somebody's friend.
What we need? What we need?
Solidarity. Solidarity.
Solidarity, yeah, yeah, that's all we need. Can we just live it out? Why can't we just get along? What's going on? What is this war and fighting and hate? Can't we put it aside and work towards a better life for us? Is that possible? Can we do it? Okay, here is what Diane said about our tips, you know, what we can do. We can do something extraordinary for somebody each day. We can surely do it. So if I find a customer, a colleague, a relative, or a friend, and do something great for them. That is a good way to start out the year, definitely. You know, are you still wondering what you guys, what you want to do? Remember, whatever you choose as your goal, find something that is convenient so you can stick with it. Okay, if it is a fitness goal, if the gym is too far, you may not go, you know. So make sure whatever you're doing in to get in shape is easy on your schedule so you don't have much excuses not to go, okay? If you're new to working out, remember, start small, but just 10 minutes at first. You can tone and firm and slim down in 10 minutes if you do it with some consistency. And eventually that 10 minutes can turn into 15, which would turn into 20. That would turn into however long you want to continue. And soon you'll be on your way to a 30-minute workout. Okay, and then one thing you can do for your body is exercise 4 days a week, and then you build up from there, but don't overwhelm yourself, okay? You just want to get into a healthy habit, And while it's admirable to try and work out every day, you won't stick with it if it is too much for your schedule. Okay? So, as I said, make that small habit grow. Okay? And another way to stay motivated with the weight loss training is change up your workout. You know, you can put cardio 3 days a week to burn some fat, and it saves 2 days a week for toning, shaping, you know, or sculpting using some light weights. Okay? And on the weekends, you know, the fun things like yoga, walking, or hiking, some fun that is moving into, you know, the goal is to have you do a little cardio, a little strength training and stretching by the end of the week. Then when you do all of that, you're using all the components to give you a balanced workout. Okay, and also pay attention to your diet. When you eat, you should always have a good carbohydrate, a fruit or a vegetable, and a whole grain. And make sure your protein is involved. And the biggest mistake people make is to skip in meals. Every 3 hours, eat a little something, like even a handful of nuts or some yogurt to keep your energy level up. And in addition to having a solid breakfast, too, it's crucial to include protein with each meal, okay? And a lot of people don't eat protein at lunch and they get tired by 3 o'clock, okay? And if you're going to have a salad for lunch, add some fish like salmon or some chicken to it. You remember, make a plan and stick to it. Write down all you want to accomplish. And remember, it's all in your attitude, okay? Be positive and energetic and know you can reach where you need to reach for the new year. Okay? And another thing I want to say really quick is to increase your awareness of your thoughts. Okay, be aware of what leaves your mouth by recording everything you said for at least 1 hour each day. That's what one of the tips was. Okay? And then you will see how much power your words have. When you listen carefully to your own language, you will know whether or not you are moving with momentum and purpose towards your vision. When you listen to yourself. And as you develop a keen awareness of how you communicate with yourself, you can become empowered to intentionally choose the language that inspire you and other people. Okay, and what does that is empowers you to realize your own vision. If you catch yourself speaking about limitations, give you a chance to look for solutions and possibilities. Okay? So the ear panties up in a bunch. Okay. And one thing you can do to really lighten up this new year is schedule some family time. You know, I want to set up a schedule that is devoted to my family. Maybe it's like playing a game, you know, once or twice or a week, or even trying to get some ice cream, you know. It's it's not always easy because everybody has different schedules, but, you know, we're to try and work on it so it is more enjoyable. And one thing that is very important to kickstart this new year in a healthy way is to quit worrying about trying to please everyone. Okay? The key to failure is trying to please everyone. Just to let you know. Okay, if that's what you have to work on, work on it. Work on it. It is not a nice thing to try to please everybody who is coming into your life. Okay, so I am going to play Black Man Rise.
Yesterday you hype on your brother to your sport big machine. How cause if your brother ain't a human being, to him close the dirty and him booty lean. Him get a number one tune and roll the gal, them flack him, you want him. Your sister just ask you for a dollar and you say you naggy are. Boxer don't have say you got nothing for you. Now she turn me swirl and she's rocking the radio station. Everybody wants to hear Black Man Rise and take your rightful place. Black Man Rise and let the world see your face. Black Woman Rise, take your rightful place. Black Woman Rise and take your world see your face. Wow! Music a lock down the envy. Spread the love, now let it be tensy. What would you say when I say what's destroying us is bad mind, hate, malicious, covetousness and envy. Crime and violence don't bother. Respect your sisters and brothers. What would you say if I tell you when I look around? You ain't looking out for one another. Your brother progress, you're not happy with it. Your sister progress, you're not happy with it. When you fight yourself, nothing ain't happening. All these words, just stop it. Black man rise and take your rightful place. Black man rise and let the world see your face. Black woman rise and take your rightful place. Black woman rise and let the world see your face. Black man rise and take your rightful place. Black woman rise and let the world see your face. Black man, it's the nation, it's the nation, it's the nation. Okay, physical lunching. I represent the poor and I'm not. You know what? Hungry must be fed, naked be clothed, aged be protected, infants be cared for, sick be nourished, they got to flourish. People rise and take your rightful. People rise and let the world see you. Black man rise and take your rightful place. Black man rise and let the world see your face. Black woman rise and take your rightful place. Black woman rise and let the world see your face. Black man rise and take your rightful place. Black woman rise and let the world see your face. Black man, it's the nation, it's the nation, it's the nation. Hey.
Rise and take your rightful place. It's the year for it, guys. It's the year for it. You have enough power within you. Take those small steps and accomplish right now what you want to accomplish this year. You know? And whatever happens to you that you don't like initially, who knows, maybe it's the very thing that you need to break out of into a brilliant new future for you. Okay? Another thing you can do for yourself is find a mentor. You know, we reflect on all the frustrations, our lost opportunities we have, and all that we dream about. But it's the ideal time to take stock in what we really want to happen this year. All too often, we do nothing more than make a good list and attempt a new few weeks, and then just a little change. But life is about moving. It's about change. And when things stop doing that, you know, it's dead. Remember, this year, try something new. Try something new. I don't know what it is. Even if you have to think about it for half a year, try something new. Find a mentor. Because research showed that going it alone isn't the quickest or best path to success. So regardless of what you're doing, 2016, and good person who has your back, who is there to show you and guide you, they can help you get there. Okay, they can help you find ways it can be more effective. They can encourage you during setbacks. You know, they can ask thoughtful questions. You know, I can tell you, finding a good mentor is like finding a good job that you love, hard and real. Okay, what time is it? 7 minutes. You know, think about it. I need to lock off. I just wanted to tell you all thank you. Thank you for all your comments. I noticed nobody called, but hey. Thank you for being here with me, guys. I really, really, really appreciate it. Try and make this year something spectacular. Only you can do it. Only you can stay motivated and dedicated to the process. Okay? So just hang in there. Take your baby steps. And they will become big steps for us. All right, so let me just play my last song.
You can Open our eyes.